And honestly, as she spoke about some of those thought processes, I'm like, okay, I got to say I'm not for that on those two points. I'm just not for the in and out and making that kind of arrangements. I don't know that there's obviously anything in any kind of contractual deal that, hey, we can call me or you or whoever with Jesus homeless. I don't think that's with her either right now. But the concern of the thought process leads me down the rest of the pathways of the concerns of other things that can happen and the open mind to do that if it passes. So that's my concern. And so I'm like, no on that. So any questions? No?
Questions?
I just have a question, Scott. Scott, mm-hmm. That I understood what we used to say. I've heard you say, they used to say that my set of precedents and everything, and I thought that you said you could no longer use that. It didn't set a precedent.
That's for CUPs. This zoning would set a zoning precedent. Okay. I mean, you could zone something similar because you're going to group your zoning districts in similarity, but a CUP, which is conditional use permit, does not set a precedent. So you would not look at another CUP to approve another one just because one's close.
And that could be a matter of judgment.
It does. Yeah.
Each one would be a matter of judgment.
Mm-hmm. Gives you the justification not to approve one, even if there's one close.
Or it gives you the justification to approve one.
Right.
If there's
because
one there close.
Yeah. Close.
There
judgment.
You go.
Yeah.
I think the commission purposely did what we did to try and get a handle on some of this stuff. So.
Okay. Do we have any questions for
well,
discussion?
We did that, in 2000, when we go to zoning, then we'd get a handle on, and we went to every township and had these meetings and everything, and it.
And it's still an evolving.
It's still evolving. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we made changes to where you can't request it in a R1.
Yeah.
But you can in an R1. So yeah, there's all kinds of.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I don't have any other questions.
Any other questions, ma'am?
Can I rebuttal?
You are more than welcome to talk as long as they're okay with it.
Yes.
Well, normally you do come up and
I was just asking for you to have a discussion with us. So, but yes, if you have something you would like to say, please come forward.
Tucker had mentioned NR3 and it's an NR1. So we would only max be able to do, if we were to ever build anything else, there would be 3. And I think that's the way it was, would be with A1 as well, right? 1 per 2 acres. For right
acres.
Now, we just have our one.
1 per 2 acres.
Thank you.
7.9 acres.
So we just have our one. And actually, if you wouldn't mind bringing up the picture, he had mentioned that you can see or on our presentation, we have a picture from what you can see from our door, the neighbors. And I think it's towards the beginning of the presentation there. Where it's, and maybe it's a buffering. Keep going. Again, so that's neighbors. Is it? He may not have put it on there. That right here. So this is from the front door on either side of the house. So it's quite a bit of space, which is really nice, and trees in between. We actually don't hear them outside unless they're target practicing in the backyard when they're out there. Actually, these meetings is how I actually know what they look like, which is kind of cool. So to meet them here. But the other thing that was mentioned was compatibility. There is an NR3 down the street, though, that is zoned that way. So I feel like, you know, there is already a precedent that has been set that's out there, and there's also some commercial. So I'm not sure what Victor Church is going to be, and right now it's just our house, and when we're not there, we're wanting to nightly rental it. And then to address what Shane was saying, is that was a consideration I had, and nothing set in stone, but I know that there is a need for temporary housing in the winter months when a lot of the nightly rentals are empty. Maybe this house is not necessarily the best place for it because of it, but there are a lot of these condos that are empty, and I have spoken with Matthew over there about sightseeing, about connecting with owners of these places to be able to meet a need there on both sides. So that's what that was from. And I thought, you know, we're just such open door people, but I get, you know, if the neighbors aren't comfortable with bringing people who are struggling in various ways that are making different choices, you know, I obviously would consider that. And invitation's always open to you guys to message or call me. You don't have to wait to come here to communicate. And, you know, so. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to do that. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. That I totally broke the rules there. So, but yes, that's what I'm saying.
Is there
I'm confused in that you talk about a need for housing. and yet that's your home, and when you're away on missionary work and you come back, if someone's living there, if you've got someone for a period of time.
So it would be the short term. So it wouldn't be someone that would come there for very long. It would be ahead of time. So when I spoke to him, and it's nothing set in stone, just it was all preliminary, you know, I said, well, sometimes we're gone for a week or 2 weeks at a time, you know, and when it's slow, you know, is that something that could be helpful for just that period of time when the interim? And so he said that would be helpful. Like I said, we'd want to make sure the neighbors are okay with something like that, but it was something we were considering because I just love meeting needs when we can. But as far as the original, like the plan without that, it is doing a traditional nightly rental through the platform vetting. And actually, he'd said they don't vet. They actually do check the IDs, and I've seen people get denied if there's anything on their records through these platforms. And also, as far as price point, before I knew that we weren't supposed to do it, we had put it on there when we first moved in before I got the note from Scott. And we had it listed at about $1,000 a night, and it was renting at that amount. So before we had to, you know, pull it down and go this route because we realized we needed the CEP or a rezone. So that's addressing those things.
Good. When you're going on a mission trip, can I ask, are you gone for a week or two, a month?
Sometimes it's a week. Sometimes it's been a month before. Just kind of depends on where God calls us or what business calls us there. And it's not always necessarily planned. Sometimes a client needs us to go and take care of something, and that could just be a week. And we take our little ones with us. We homeschool, so they come with us, and our animals come with us, and we do that from time to time. Oh, and it was mentioned no one being there. We have people in town who help us with our various units if it's not us. One of us, there's three of us adults in the house. He often stays, and there's his own private garage apartment that's there that he's just always in if he's not going somewhere else. So someone more or less is there on the premises when we're traveling.
Okay. All right. Is there any further questions or discussion?
No.
Sir? Okay. All right. Well, if there's no further discussion or questions for the applicant, you guys comfortable with going and closing the public hearing section of this?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Then I'll go ahead and close the public hearing, and we'll move to a vote.
Is there any other discussion?
Do you have any discussion, ma'am?
Scott, nightly rentals is a different thing, and then letting someone come and stay at my home for a week or two or whatever. We got into it with a neighbor called, I think they call them squatters in a way, is if I let someone come and stay in my home for a week or so with my permission, then I can't, sometimes now the law is you can't just get them out. They don't want to leave. It has to go through a legal process. So I didn't know if that had been considered.
I don't know the legalities of that, mm-hmm. but I've been hearing the same things you've been hearing.
I think it's all up for interpretation of the law until a judge finally rules on something.
Yeah, so I could.
And that's way outside the lane of what we're involved with.
It is. I just want to see if mm-hmm. you need to consider everything when you
allow someone to stay just to stay right. without a fee.
Yeah, we had that happen. Our neighbors had that happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Move to deny order number 2-20-2024-04.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. That concludes our rezone request for the day. We are scheduled for upstairs. I have 11:25, so we're 2 hours behind what we had scheduled. We will be in recess.